The driftless area of the southwest part of the state has several high-quality trout streams, including Copper Creek in Crawford County. So anglers are raising concerns about a local landowner's plan for a groundwater well within 500 feet of the creek, a well that could pump 500,000 gallons a day. The group Wisconsin Trout Unlimited says the Crawford County proposal would not be as big as Perrier's failed attempt 10 years ago to draw groundwater from central Wisconsin. But group chairman Kim McCarthy says it's the biggest well-related threat to state trout streams since then.
If the well were to operate continuously at 500,000 gallons per day, Crawford Creek would experience as much as a 40% decline in water levels, which would potentially be lethal to trout in any drought conditions or during the hot summer months.
Steve Bourne is an avid angler and emeritus professor of planning and environmental studies at the UW-Madison. He says good trout streams bring a lot of tourists to southwest Wisconsin and the parts of other states in the driftless area. And he says the streams have other benefits as well.
The chance to be a recreationist on a cold water stream, listening to the water flowing along, watching the trilliums grow along the banks, that's pretty therapeutic in times of great stress.
Bourne says the DNR could limit the hours and volume of the Crawford County well, but he says the landowner's proposal is vague and perhaps should be denied. Landowner Daryl Long says he doesn't want to harm the local resource. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.